I am not a puppet, PM says. Assembly is her idea, not Brother Thaksin's. Prime Minister Ying Luck Shinawat insists she is not her Brother Thaksin Shinawat's puppet, and the proposed political reform assembly is her brainchild. In an exclusive interview, Ms. Ying Luck said she does not consult her brother on every issue, as widely speculated. She makes her own decision largely based on advice and suggestions from her advisors and state officials. I don't have to ask. I do it myself. I'm open to good advice and will follow it if I can. How can I ask for advice on everything? That is impossible, she said, when asked about the ex-prime minister's pulling of strings behind the Pueytai-led government. Some people may say I am a puppet, but those who work with me know I'm not. Even though I don't have much experience, I have teams of knowledgeable people. When decisions involve the country, I listen to all sides. Much of it comes from state agencies, because they know the information. It was her idea, not Thaksin's, to invite former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to a reconciliation meeting. Mr. Annan declined to join, saying he was committed elsewhere. Ms. Ying Luck, who doubles as the defense minister, said she decided to take up the portfolio to help her understand the armed forces' needs better. She said that in the past 2 years she was clueless about the military's needs and spending priorities. She said the defense minister tends to focus on issues relating to military affairs only, which might not play out well when the military has to work with other agencies. As prime minister, she must oversee other ministries. This means she can contribute to increasing the military's efficiency in working with others. Trust is important, she said, when asked if she was worried about the possibility of a military coup. I'm wearing two hats. My job is to ensure we work as a team, and we work on mutual trust. I have to get rid of mistrust. If there are doubts, we should open up and talk things out. We are like a football team. If the defense and offense players don't work in sync, they can't win. We have to be sure we're on the same mission and that we're on the same team, she said. She says she respects the armed forces leaders and believes they know best what is happening in their barracks. Ms. Ying Luck says she keeps contact with all the armed forces leaders, not just Army Commander General Prayut Chan-o-cha. General Prayut is also chief of the Internal Securities Operation Command, so she and the Army chief have many matters to discuss. She said she's not worried about a coup because she trusts the military's non-interventionist stand. The Prime Minister said she's more concerned about unfounded political rumors making the rounds against her. I face a number of rumors, and it takes patience. I understand some people like me and some don't. I try not to respond and think positively, she said. She said she was not born to be the Prime Minister, but she's performing her duty to the best of her ability and trying to bring about national reconciliation. Ms. Ying Luck also pleaded with the public to take it easy on her when she makes verbal gaffes. She said she's not a professional speechmaker. There are two types of leadership. The first is good at talking, but doesn't know how to get the work done. The other is concentrating on working and may not be good at talking.